The Wisconsin Senate voted in November not to confirm Brad Path as Secretary of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. That drew strong criticism from Governor Evers, who accused Republicans of playing politics in the midst of a crisis for dairy farmers. While 2020 looks like a better year for milk prices, farmers are still dealing with the impact of several down years and the uncertainty of trade disputes with other countries. Randy Romanski is now the interim secretary of DATCAP. Secretary Romanski, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for taking the time to reach out to us. We're happy to join you.
Well, it's a strange entry into your job right now. We had the former designee to the job, Brad Pfaff, effectively fired by the Senate when they voted not to confirm him. Does that color the job for you in some ways? Does it make your relationship with lawmakers more difficult than it might have been?
Well, it's unfortunate that the Senate voted against confirming former Secretary Designee Pfaff. I don't think anyone wanted it to happen this way. Obviously, for the agency and our team here, we clearly didn't want to see that happen. But I don't know that that's what the legislature really wanted to have happen. Now that they look back on it, too, that's really for them to consider. There was considerable surprise and disappointment at DATCAP when that happened, because Brad was genuinely very well liked here. Having said that, DATCAP has been through transitions before. The staff here are resilient and committed to doing their jobs no matter what. So, the goal is to just encourage everybody here to continue to do the good work they're doing on behalf of the citizens of the state and working to serve as a partner to farmers, the agriculture industry, consumers, and trade associations.
Well, let's get into some of the issues facing Wisconsin agriculture and the other parts of your job there. Let's start with dairy farmers. We just talked on the show the other day. We had this big drop in the number of dairy herds in the state, 10%, I think it was, in 2019. What do you focus on when it comes to dairy issues in Wisconsin?
Well, I guess I would start by saying that the dairy industry is an integral part of our state's heritage. It's part of who our state is today, and we at the agency believe that it will continue to be a very important part of our future. Now, having said that, we clearly are identifying we are aware of the fact that there are a lot of challenges in agriculture, not just dairy farming, but in agriculture. And there are a lot of contributing factors to that, too. With dairy, you're talking about low milk prices, but there's also trade uncertainty that's played a substantial role, at least in the recent past, and some severely challenging weather that have kind of added into that. So there's no question that there are some serious challenges in agriculture in Wisconsin. The way our agency approaches that is there's no one magic answer. There's no nothing that this agency can do to magically change that. Our responsibility and our role is to serve as a resource to farmers and to the agriculture industry, work in collaboration with federal, state, and local industry partners, with the university, and just do our best to continue to support the dairy industry.
Wisconsin re-legalized industrial hemp farming through a pilot program that was a couple years back. Now we're going into our second full year of farming. What are you seeing when it comes to what the state can do and what the state needs to do when it comes to regulation and working with farmers on hemp?
Well, 2019 was the second year of Wisconsin's newly revived hemp industry. We issued more than 1,800 licenses to grow and process the crop. That's a 600% increase from 2018. So there is substantial increase in hemp as a commodity in the state of Wisconsin. And our staff that deals with that is relatively small. And having said that, they traveled to 70 of the 72 counties across the state and collected more than 2,000 samples of hemp. I'm just trying to cover kind of the details and how we interact with the industry and with growers on this particular issue. And so what we've seen thus far is that the interest in hemp is not waning either. As we've opened up this next year of applications, the interest in early applications remains strong. One of the other things that we've tried to focus on, and the governor's budget provided some additional proposed some additional resources for our agency, because we have such limited staff capacity for hemp. But we've continued to engage with legislators on both sides of the aisle in both houses on the Hemp 2.0 Act, which the governor recently signed into law, that provided some much-needed updates to hemp laws and really positions our state to align with federal hemp rules as we move forward.
If there's a farmer out there listening right now who's been thinking about getting into this renewed hemp business in Wisconsin, what do they need to know?
Well, that's a really good question. What I would start with is that any venture, especially one that hinges on things like weather and elements, there is an element of risk associated with it. So if somebody is out there and they have never ventured into growing crops before, they should just do a serious risk assessment. I think it's always valuable to talk to other people in the field, other growers. It's always a good idea to consult with the university or extension offices, things of that nature, to do some really sound background. Another thing to think about, so that's the front end. The something to think about on the back end, too, is consider what your market might be before you plant. There are various varieties. Some kind of varieties are more adaptive to the climate here in Wisconsin. And that's something to think about as well. It's more back end, but as people are assessing whether or not this is something they want to get into, just weigh the potential risks with the potential rewards.
Talking to Randy Romanski, Interim Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We've focused on agriculture so far. Are there priorities you have when it comes to the consumer protection side of your gig?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for asking that question, because we always people sometimes refer to us as DACCAP by our initials, or sometimes the Department of Agriculture. And it's really important, and we make sure that we talk about the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We can talk a little bit about trade as well if you have time. But consumer protection is a very important component of what this agency does. One of the things that I think we'd like to highlight is that Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DACCAP, has a Data Privacy and Security Advisory Committee that's been established. It's comprised of a variety of stakeholders in the data security field, and they are getting together to consider the challenges and also develop potential legislative options to address data security challenges that face both consumers and businesses in Wisconsin.
And briefly, just about out of time, the trade side of things.
Yeah, the trade side of things. So earlier when we were talking about the dairy industry and the challenges that we're facing right now, one of the things that our agency can and does focus very heavily on is finding and opening new markets or expanding existing markets for products. Our international business team has been in countries throughout the world. We just hosted a delegation from Heilongjiang, China. They've been to the Middle East to promote markets. Obviously, Canada, China, and Mexico are strong. It's historically strong trade partners for Wisconsin. Due to some international trade difficulties, there's been a little bit of a decline in all those countries. So our agency does a lot to work with farmers and organizations to promote those trade opportunities.
Secretary Romanski, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Randy Romanski is the Interim Secretary of the State's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He joins us to talk about his goals for the agency for the year ahead.